My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, and 87 cents of every dollar raised supports patient care and research for children and adults at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. So you know that your money is going the right place and that they are working really hard to change things and working really hard to help those who are fighting. And one of those who is doing that every single day is in that fight every single day, joins us right now. Brandon Milton, who is a part of nursing and patient care at Dana-Farber, joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Thanks for coming by.
Oh, of course. Thanks for having me.
How long have you been doing this?
I have been in oncology, so the cancer fighting, for 5 years, been a nurse for 6 overall, but I've known since I was a little kid I wanted to work in this field.
How early did you know, and what made you decide it was what you wanted to do?
Elementary school, I knew I wanted to go into at least medicine. Growing up, my dad got diagnosed with lung cancer. Beat it at first. We got 15 amazing years with him. And at that point, when he first got diagnosed, watching him go through treatment and seeing how amazing his doctors, his nurses, everybody in the healthcare organization was, so good. It inspired me to really find my own path. And I was like, okay, this is what I really want to do. He gets diagnosed again when I'm in high school. And at that point, he was like, I'm done. It's good. He had his fight. We got 15 years that we never thought we'd even get. He passed away in 2021, and I graduated. No, he passed away in 2016. I graduated college in 2018, and I've been working in oncology ever since.
See, for me, it was the extra school. I couldn't even get out of high school. I don't think I could have ever done it.
Well, I have to say, Brandon, I am super happy as somebody who kind of sees where this world is going with young people like yourself that are really trying to make a difference and trying to help people and save people, because cancer has touched us all, and it's the young people like yourself who are going to hopefully one day find the cure, and so we can eliminate this. So I am truly grateful that there are people out there like yourself.
Thank you, guys. And honestly, me and all my coworkers, we love what we do. Mm-hmm. It's a type of job you have to love. You're going to have your good days. You're going to have your bad days, but I couldn't do this without them.
You're at Dana-Farber Merrimack Valley.
Yes.
And I was told, speaking of your coworker, you're the only male nurse.
Only male nurse.
how does that go?
Honestly, it's the best.
Okay. All right.
It's a lot of fun.
All right.
They give me a lot of crap, but
that's all right.
Yes. But I have 2 younger sisters. I've been outnumbered my entire life, so it's just another day.
Just watch the movie Meet the Parents.
Exactly.
And you're an infusion nurse.
I am.
So for me, when I hear something like that, that means that you're with people when they're really going through it.
Oh, yeah. We do all their chemo infusions. We do whatever they need. We're with them through thick and thin. And, we just help when we can.
What I've been told from Dana-Farber patients is that you guys make it special. You guys make them feel like they're not going through this terrible time. What do you do in particular to help out your patients during these infusions?
I like to laugh.
Yeah.
I joke around with a lot of my patients, and a lot of my coworkers are the same way. We have this saying, it's like, hey, you're either going to laugh or you're cry, so you might as well laugh through it. These people are going through the worst times of their lives, and we understand that. But we try to, you know, make it as lighthearted as we can. But we, you know, we sit down and listen. And we form these relationships with them, and it's nice that, you know, we do something called primary nursing. So we see the same patients for the most part. You know, you get assigned to a patient when they get started on treatment. So you're their nurse throughout the whole thing. So, you know, a lot of my patients, I know their family, I know their friends, I know their life story, they know my life story, and it forms this bond where it's not as scary when you come into the building. And it's like, okay, now I'm just seeing like someone I know. It's easy. We have that relationship, and you know, we just try to make, if we can change one day to make it not as bad, I'm good for my career, and I get to do that every single day. So I love what I do.
Can it be hard for you though, emotionally forming that close personal bond?
Absolutely. And it gets tough when, you know, not every patient we have is going to survive. And it's just the reality of the situation. But, you know, we like to form those bonds because it makes it easier for them. And my coworkers, you know, we all support each other throughout all of this. We know what it's going to be. You know, there's a reason we got into this job. We know what the outcomes usually are going to be, or depending on, you know, what their treatments are and how disease progression, all that fun stuff that we don't need to get into. But it's an important part of our job to have that human element.
Yeah.
You know, we're treating people, not just diseases, and that's important. And that way we can help them psychosocially, and whatever else they need, we can be there more than just, well, here's your chemo, have a nice day.
Yeah.
So it makes it a lot more worth it to do the job, to form those relationships, even if on the back end, yeah, it's going to hurt a little bit.
But that's such a special person that enters a job where you know you're going to form bonds with young people, or old, but that are dealing with something so difficult. And I just am in awe of people like you. That there's a million ways you can go into nursing and they're all great, but the special character it requires to enter an infusion room with a child and knowing that you're going to form a bond with someone that you may not know as long as you'd like.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, every single nurse, we would never feel that way. We're just here and we love what we do. But if you called us, you know, heroes and all those terms get thrown around, mm-hmm. None of us view ourselves that way. We're here to do our job, and we love it, and that's all we need. Anything else is just extra.
Well, you are, Toss. So it's an incredible thing that you guys do every day, and thanks for sharing a little bit about it with us this morning.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. Wouldn't have missed it.
All right. Awesome. We're at Fenway Park, and it is day one of the 22nd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Give, if you can, 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. Or you can text to give. Text KCANCER to 20222 anytime today and make a $25 donation. And we'll be right back from Fenway Park.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.